talking today with Emma Victory from the Chickasha FFA chapter. She's one of our stars in ag placement. Let's talk a little bit about your project.
In my supervised agricultural experience, I work for Victory Farms, which is a commercial cow-calf and seed stock operation located about 20 minutes south of Chickasha in Nenecaw, Oklahoma. I had always worked on my family's farm, but I became a paid employee my freshman year of high school. I have really enjoyed working with my family and figuring out that I do want to be involved in the cattle industry for the rest of my life, and that I would also like to become a veterinarian and specialize in cattle reproduction.
What are some of your biggest takeaways from this project? Because I'm assuming since you grew up on this farm and it was already kind of in your family, you knew a lot about how the day-to-day went. But what were some of your surprises?
A couple of surprises that I encountered was I didn't realize how dynamic our operation actually was. We are in a commercial setting, and I didn't realize that not everybody utilizes the technologies that we do. We do a lot of AI work, and that's something that typical cow-calf operations don't utilize. And I've learned how we are sort of diverse in that aspect. And I would also eventually like to bring in embryo transfer into our program, and I feel like that would help diversify it a little bit more.
So who all helped out with this project besides, of course, I'm guessing your family did?
Yes. My family was definitely the biggest asset to my project. My ag teachers were also very, very influential and helped me through the process of filling out the application and figuring out the steps that I needed to take within my SAE over my past 4 years of high school, how I needed to implement that into my SAE program instead of just working on my family's farm and not necessarily seeing any reward from that and just continuing on like we had been in the past.
And I'm sure your family was super appreciative that you decided to jump in, you know, hands first and help out.
Yes, they were definitely very appreciative of that. But my involvement really escalated my freshman year of high school, and that was something that they were definitely very excited about.
So is this project something that you guys could keep doing as a family?
It definitely will continue on. We are currently working on growing our operation, and we plan to do so in the future. And I hope that eventually I'll be able to return home and not only partner with them, but eventually take over my family's operation as well.
What have been some of your favorite moments of your FFA career?
Some of my favorite moments, or my absolute favorite moment, would definitely be winning nationals with my beef production placement SAE. That was something that my family was super proud of me for. We were all crying. It was just a really emotional, really beautiful moment.
And how did you get to that journey?
I got to that journey through direction from my ag teachers, obviously, and just continuing to do what we did originally on my family's farm. But we were able to apply that in a way that looked good on paper, obviously, but it was things that we were already doing. So it was kind of cool to see how the two corresponded and worked together to reach that goal.
What are some things that FFA has taught you throughout your 4 years?
The main thing that FFA has taught me throughout my past 4 years would definitely be get out of your comfort zone. Looking back as a freshman, I did not see myself like sitting here necessarily. I would not have seen myself giving speeches. I wouldn't have seen myself meat judging. I wouldn't have seen myself showing cattle. I thought I was going to be some stud athlete, and it turned out I'm really passionate about FFA and what FFA stands for and the agriculture industry as a whole.
How important do you think it is that we, you know, set the stage for the younger FFA kids?
I think it's very important to encourage FFA members to get out of their comfort zone, because that comfort zone is something that can initially be very hard to get out of, and especially if they're having concerns about joining a CDE or giving that speech, I would wholeheartedly say do it, because the faster you do it, the quicker you'll realize how much it benefited you and how much you enjoy the process.
So what's next for you?
I plan on going to Eastern Oklahoma State College and being on their meat judging team, and hopefully I will be on the meat judging team at Oklahoma State as well. I plan on obtaining my animal science degree from Oklahoma State with a pre-vet option, and I hope to go to vet school and specialize in cattle reproduction and eventually return home and implement these new techniques and technologies on my family's farm and eventually open my own practice as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much and congratulations.
Thank you.
Once again, that is Emma Victory from Chickasha's FFA chapter. She's one of our Ag Placement stars. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.